Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
I'm Veronica Kieran. I am both an entrepreneur and an anthropologist. By day, I'm an entrepreneur coach. I work with entrepreneurs around imposter syndrome as they're scaling up in order to help them get to the freedom part of business. And by night, I am an anthropologist who studies paradigm shifts and write both fiction and nonfiction about that.
Awesome, Veronica. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I really believe that entrepreneurship is the path to freedom. It creates so much personal wealth, not just financial, but just personal wealth in time and an ability to do what you love. And I love empowering other entrepreneurs to do the same.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
1000%. Yes. But don't put them in a silo on your website. Put them all over your website or all over your materials, because most people are just not going to go directly to a single page in order to try to see your testimonials.
Absolutely. 100% agree. Question number four, what advice do you share with other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
So I specialize in business scaling. I got stuck in my own business for a long time, doing everything limited by my personal 24-hour day. And so I've created the three pillars of business scaling in order to help other entrepreneurs, and I can scale any business with that. The first being automation. So look around your business, figure out what is recurring within your company, but that doesn't need you or a human touch in order to make happen. And get really honest with yourself, because a lot of times we think that it needs a human touch, but it really doesn't. Mm-hmm. The second pillar is systemizing. And this is my favorite one because it sets up the business for success in all areas. So there are tons of things that you're doing in your business on repeat, but they do need a human touch for whatever reason. So you've got to do a proposal process, but you need to edit the proposal in order to get it in front of the right client, et cetera. It's got to have a human touch, but it doesn't have to be reinventing the wheel every single time you do it. And so if you create a system for your clients, for your customers, for your sales, for your products, anything, then you don't have to think about it every single time. So you're saving brain nuggets, and you also can eventually outsource it if need be. And that's where we come to number three, which is hiring. And I want for you to have systems that are good, both so that you can work while you sleep, but you also can hire and not pay somebody to train them to train you in how to train somebody about what you're doing.
Love that there. So hey, Veronica, we got 3 minutes and 22 seconds left. So we got a little bit of time there. Why don't you pick one of those three pillars and let's dive deeper into that one.
Yeah. So as I said, I really love systems. And I was just talking with my group and my mastermind today that things can be systemized that oftentimes you don't totally realize are necessary to be systemized. Things, as I said, as your proposal process, as your social media, as your client journey, which I think is the most important one, because it really matters how much time and space you're giving to your clients, and they are coming to you as the expert. So you've got to look and feel like an expert. You've got to be able to tell them what the next step is. Mm-hmm. And so I'd really get honest with yourself about what you're repeating in your company, and know that by systemizing, you're not creating something that feels cold or feels alien or feels like they're working with a robot. You're still in the business and you're still supporting your clients and customers, but the system means there's peace of mind for both you and for your client and customer, which is half of why we hire, right?
Absolutely. Actually, one thing that we do is I've noticed with 90 to 95% of the emails that I send, either outbound or to clients, are always the same. Mm-hmm. So the idea being is having that Word document, and it's a copy paste, a little bit of a change in wording, done.
Yeah. Well, and so this would be a place where I would talk about automation and say, get a CRM that can template your inbox for you.
Mm-hmm. Love that there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah. So the person who comes straight to mind is someone who was my coach, Alexia Vernon. She is a speaking coach, and she's someone who empowered me to get to the TED stage. And I mention her not just because she is fantastic at speaking and teaching speaking, but she's also masterfully created a B2B system that onboards clients without effort, seemingly. And it feels very wholesome. It feels like welcoming. And I think that's really critical for B2B.
Perfect. I'll look her up when down here. Thank you for that there. But number six, the final fun question. Veronica, tell me about your first sale.
I laugh because this is one of my favorite stories and it's hilarious, but it also illustrates how imposter syndrome gets us right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So when I founded my tech company in 2012, we sold our first website for $300. And yes, so today, obviously, we charge a lot more than that. And I, in fact, sold that company myself in 2018. So I'm no longer at the helm. But by the time I sold it, we were at 1,000% that price. So
I would hope so. Know
what your comfort zone is. And it's okay if you start a little low, but also be really honest with yourself. If you're starting low, you might be actually dealing with imposter syndrome and not dealing with a building of your portfolio situation.
Right. Absolutely agree with you on that part there. So Veronica, you've got 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end early, we end early. Go.
Well, so when this is taking place, it's at the end of the calendar year. And this is a time that I think is really important for retrospection, but I see a lot of calls towards retrospection and goal setting and things like that. And I see people going about it a little bit wrong. And so for your listeners, I simply want to encourage you to, first of all, take time to review how you had originally thought this year was going to go. We have to put to rest some things that didn't pan out the way we thought we were going to. And so review it. Take a look. What were your original goals? And what did you achieve? Celebrate, feel gratitude. But what did you not achieve? Right. And that's the place I want you to get really honest, because we have to be clear on either what we want to take into 2021 or what we want to let go of and put to rest and consciously put it to rest so we don't cycle and loop on it into next year. Absolutely. Then you can set your goals in 2021. And yes, there's some uncertainty, but there's also a lot of ability to have control. And if you feel like you don't know the answers, you can reach out to me. You can find me in my Facebook group, the Disruptive Entrepreneur Society. You can find another expert that you feel like will have the answers for you. But we're out there and we're willing to support each other, because all ships rise, right?
They are. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Website, say it.
VeronicaKieran.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Veronica, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.